Marty Morrissey, weekdays from 3 p.m. RTE Radio 1.
Nothing haunts us like the things that we don't say. We start to speak, but instead we turn and walk away. Living in hope, living in fear, I try to do what's right while you are here. But soon you'll be gone, and with you hope dies too. Maybe then I'll let go and love the memory of you. But just this once, I wanna hear you say, you'll always be my little girl, even though I've been far away. And there'll be recognition in your eyes, and you know just what to say. But I know it's make-believe when I look at you now. Maybe someday, not this lifetime, not now. Don't want to think of when we go to church that day.
Well, in case you didn't know it, that was the voice of Nadia Ford, model, TV presenter and top-class singer, as you just heard, and most recently, indeed, a jungle celebrity. Nadia is in London at the moment doing some filming for a mysterious television show, which will be hitting, whatever that means, which will be hitting the screen sometime this year. She's taken time out of her extremely busy schedule to go into the BBC studio in central London, and I'm delighted to say Nadia Ford is with us. Good afternoon, Nadia.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Mysterious TV show.
Yeah, we thought that was kind of a nice introduction.
I thought that was a nice intro as well, thanks.
What does a mysterious television show exactly mean?
It just means that I'm not allowed to say anything because I'll get in trouble with management. It's not worth me getting the clatter over the head, so I'll say nothing.
So as they say in the business, moving on swiftly. I know most people know you from the pages of the tabloids, from celebrity gossip pages, and indeed from the jungle. But there is no doubt, Nadia, that singing seems to be your primary passion.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it was actually weird just listening to the intro there and hearing that song. I wrote that song about 2 years ago now. So when I hear it, I'm like, oh, God, it's I don't really listen to it that often. But it's music has always been a passion of mine. And, you know, ever since I was about 4 or 5, literally that young, I would be singing around the house and my nana would be telling me to be quiet and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I studied it in school and it was always something I wanted to do. But I think I just thought I couldn't do it. I just didn't think that I would ever be in a situation where it would actually be a job and like be my career. And it was actually a friend of mine a couple of years ago was like, why don't you do, if you that's what you love to do, go for it. And yeah, and it's mad in a weird, twisted way. My life has brought me back around to doing what I love to do. So I'm very lucky.
Absolutely. Now, I know you've had 2 singles so far. Is that right?
Yeah, we released BPM and Haunted as a double A-side because BPM was going to come out. But I kind of felt because I was coming from a background of obviously, you know, the tabloids and stuff like that, you know, I wanted people to understand that this is not a, you know, this is something I've really worked on and I write and I sing and I, you know, it's not like I'm just being given a song to sing. So I felt like it releasing a double A-side showed 2 different sides of me. So there was Haunted, which was the song that I wrote about my mum, and then BPM, which was just like a floored dance track, floor filler kind of vibe. And it was, I got to do 2 kind of shows with it. I got to do acoustic sets with Haunted, which was kind of cool. And then I got to do, like, I was in Ibiza and I was gigging, you know, with playback with dancers, and it was all very glittery and flamboyant and everything like that. And then got to do the other stuff as well. So it was nice. So, and I'm working on a third at the moment, Stuck, but we're just mixing it at the moment, trying to decide what one we want to bring out. So awkward.
No, it's a good thing to have is a choice. Now, yeah. I remember hearing you singing at the Aviva Stadium. I think it was probably 2 years ago now in 2013, where you performed the national anthem. And certainly to me, I always saw you on the your photograph on the paper as a model, but here was something really new coming at me, and I thought it was brilliant.
I think I shocked myself that night. I couldn't believe I was doing it. It was one of those moments that I was like, oh good God, when I was out there in the pitch, I was like, what have I gotten myself into? But you know, it was an amazing experience and definitely one of the best highlights of my life so far. Just an incredible feeling to sing a song that the whole country sing along with you, and you can actually hear them through your earpiece. You can hear 50,000 people singing the same lyrics. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, Nadia Ford, just to kind of give you a little bit of embarrassment, red blushes all the way in London, here you are singing before 50,000 people in the Aviva Stadium, national anthem. Hara Naveen being sung there by Nadia Ford at the Aviva Stadium. How did come about, Nadia?
That came about actually from a woman called Sharon McHugh, who is the head of Three Mobile, who sponsored the FAI at the time. And we were all out, and John Delaney and the FAI were all there. And we had a sing-song, and he heard me sing. And then they just said, will you come in and sing the national anthem? And I thought it was a joke at the beginning. And then all of a sudden, I was getting emails to confirm it, and it all spiraled from there. But I think actually I'm just listening to myself sing, and I was taking my time because I was so nervous on the pitch that I'm literally like, I'm like taking a deep breath and doing it again. It was honestly the craziest 3 minutes of my life.
and Nadia, we're just getting a small bit of feedback on your microphone, a small bit all the way from London to Dublin. So just pull back a small bit. But just to add to your embarrassment, guess who was in the crowd in the Aviva Stadium?
You?
No, sadly, but far more prestigious person who is a brilliant entertainer. May I introduce you to Chris de Burgh.
Oh, hi.
Good afternoon, Nadia.
How are you, love?
I'm very well. In fact,
how's your daughter? Rosie?
Rosie, she's fine. I believe you know each other.
Yeah, she's so lovely.
Yeah, she's great. And I heard you singing, I think, one of your early songs, and immediately I heard a voice think, oh, good luck and go for your dream. And,
thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You're so good.
I know that standing in front of 50,000 people is actually quite interesting, to say the least. But congratulations on pulling
that one off. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, Emil. I really appreciate that.
And if I may put this to you, Chris, what advice would you give now to Nadia, who is starting off in this amazing career, we hope for her, and we're behind her 100%.
I would start by saying, make sure that your horizons and your dreams are realistic. A lot of people think that they can become world stars overnight, and indeed I thought I would be 40 years ago, because that's how long I've been in the music business. But to have realistic dreams, and one step at a time, and believe in yourself, and most important, when those dark days are around you and you feel that you're going nowhere and going backwards, make sure there are people who support you and that you can actually trust and believe what they're saying, and just keep on believing in your dream.
Oh, thank you. God, I didn't expect that now in this interview today. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Thank you. I have to text Rosie now and be like, your dad is so nice. He really gave me advice on RT1.
That's what we do on this show.
I know. Life advice. I love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank
you. And we're all behind you. But we have a lot more to talk about, Nadia. Yes. I know you're going to stay with us. And so indeed is Chris de Burgh. But right now it's just 3:31 in the afternoon. We have to go down to Castle for the Nuacht.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
Nadia Ford is with us in London, Nadia. And again, come back to your growing celebrity and stardom, because everybody got to know you initially, of course, as a model. Are you going to stay modelling?
The thing about modelling is it's actually not too far from what I'm doing now. You know, I still, you know, have a calendar out every year, and I still, you know, do, you know, I just shot a shoot for FHM, and it's still, you know, related. I, you know, in campaigns, or if you're doing, even if you're shooting a music video, you still kind of have to know certain bits that you've learned from modeling. So it's never too far away. It's just now it's not 100% my job where it was when I was a teenager. But I've learned it's actually not, it's like acting. You know, when I'm up there on stage, it's not how I am off stage. You know, I would probably be very confident and stuff up on stage, and I'm quite shy off it. So it's just the same. It's all related in a weird, way, you know. So
usually, unfortunately, when you have a glamorous young woman, indeed it doesn't have to be a young woman, indeed, making waves in modelling, can happen to men as well, in fashion, in television, in music, the cynics really are not too far behind, are they, Nadia? How do you deal with that?
Well, do you know what? I just don't let it get to me anymore. I've definitely heard it, everything, and you know, there's not much more that can be said in the last few years, you know, and I just think that you have to, like, obviously I get to see some of it online on Twitter or whatever, it might pop up on my feed, and I'm like, oh, that's not a very nice thing to say. But I think when you put yourself out there, you need to be ready for that. And when you're putting yourself out there on a, you know, in a public forum, you're stupid to think that it's not going to happen. So I'm prepared for it. And you know, and of course, I'm sure there was people that were like, that girl, you know, who does that? She doesn't sing. But anybody who's close to me and has known me for years and years understands that it's something that I've loved all my life, and that I'm just blessed that I'm in a situation that I'm actually getting to do it now. And I really did not think I would ever get a chance to do it. Like, I remember doing Panto a few years ago, and I was getting to sing a couple of songs, and I just was like, whoa, this is so good. This is what I love to do, you know. And I couldn't believe, I had been booked more for The Girl in the Papers than I had been for my voice. And all of a sudden I was doing the opposite. I was there singing four or five songs every night, and I was like, God, I love this, you know. So I'm just lucky that I'm really, really blessed that I've been brought back around to what I love to do. Obviously, I don't love going into the jungle and, you know, eating crocodile every night. And
no, it wouldn't be something I'd like to do myself, I have to say. But we'll come to that in a moment, Nadia. I have to ask you about that. But just on that point, Chris, do you get much flack as well?
Oh, sure. I was going to say that to Nadia. It goes with the game, you know.
Yeah.
And if you are strong in yourself and you know who you are, it's like when Rosie won Miss World, you know, I just basically said, you're the glamorous girl out there, like Nadia, you know, but the person you really are is the one who's at home with, you know, slopping around in your slippers and stuff. But the thing is, if you know who you are, and it's a phrase that I've come across, if you love yourself, then there's plenty left for everybody else, and you just have to deflect all those nasty things. I've had years of it, and one of the problems, ironically, was having a huge hit called Lady in Red, and I ran into your man who sang You're Beautiful recently. What's his name?
James Blunt.
Exactly.
James Blunt.
And,
correct answer, Nadia. Yes, you're up.
We had a good laugh because we're very similar in that respect. We both had a very major hit, and in my case it was people completely ignoring the rock songs that I had that I mentioned earlier, like Ferryman, Don't Break the Ferryman, and High in Emotion. But if you don't like Lady in Red, you don't like the artist at all. Like the 24 albums that I've recorded or whatever it is. So so Nadia, all I'd say to you is that if you're being strong in yourself and you completely ignore, I mean, these people wouldn't say that to your face, that's for
no,
sure.
No, they don't. That's
absolutely
the funny thing. They
no.
don't. They don't. It's more the, it's online and stuff.
It's the coward's way of insulting. So ignore them. That's what I do.
Part of the territory.
Part of the territory. Well, I think we'd all love, and I'm sure Nadia would as well, because Nadia's going to stay with us for a little while, because we've loads to talk to Nadia about.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
And Nadia, obviously you've made a big impact on that programme, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I have a clip.
Oh,
I
want to play. Oh, great.
I probably haven't seen it yet, so this will be my first time too.
Okay, this is a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It is you, you're going to love me for this, Nadia. It is you being chatted up by singer, footballer and reality TV star Jake Quickenden. I hope I'm pronounced. Oh, no. Yeah.
He's not a bit of all right, Nadia.
No, not when you live with him for 2 weeks in the jungle.
Okay, well, that's Jake blown out of the water. Let's have a listen anyway.
Got a little freckles, haven't you?
I know, yeah.
I have. I like them, Doc. You hate a compliment, you don't you?
Whatever.
I like your freckles. So you said you haven't got a type of guy, have you?
Well, if you go off, but then, no, but just if you were like, you know, some girls are like, oh, I only like this type or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not like that. My first boyfriend looks nothing like my last boyfriend.
You said you hadn't dated for 2 years, right?
No, I've dated. I just haven't.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've dated. I just haven't.
What happened?
Nothing. Just it's
good
just,
dates.
It's never the right. I don't know, I think I just get scared of, like, them messing me about, like. It'll happen when the time is right, I'm not really that worried about it. But definitely I'm not out there, like, every night of the week or anything like
that. You're having sex on that?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh, God, you're not having sex.
Well, like, I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, of course it's not.
And by the way, I do sometimes wish I was one of those girls that could be a little bit freer about it and more kind of...
You can.
...liberal. It's sad, isn't it? No, I'm grand now. I think now I'm just so comfortable being by myself. It's going to take someone to, like, I want them to enhance my life. I want to have fun with them. I don't want it to be trouble.
But you know what,
oh my God, I am burning up because you forget you're on a TV show when you have those conversations. So right now I am red-faced sitting in the BBC going, oh, what was I
Nadia, no gentleman should ever ask the lady what he just asked you. I would have given him a slap.
Well, yeah, I was quite, you can hear in my voice, I'm like, yeah.
So.
Whoa. Oh. You were dead right, P45.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that your public profile would intimidate men, Nadia, now that you're a singing star model?
Oh, God, I don't know. To be honest with you, and I'm being 100%, I always get asked the boyfriend question, and it really is, there is no one. And for me, my focus is my career, and it's very hard when you're traveling. I was in Dubai last week doing a show for 4 days, because I had the rehearsal before and then I had the show. And then, you know, I'm back in London now. It's really hard to meet someone who understands that you travel, and it's just not my... it's just not at the forefront of my mind. Mm. If it walks into my life, great. And, you know, when the time is right, it'll happen. But I feel like people want me to meet someone more than I do. Like, I get asked about it all the time. And I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Leave them all alone. You will meet the right person that you like at your time. And I'd forgotten about that clip with Jake. I'm actually really annoyed with him. Because you're far too nice
I'm
for him.
I'm dying over here listening to it. Oh, my God.
But like,
I remember where I was. We were sitting on the sofa in the kind of annex thing that we have in the jungle, and I remember being like, is he really asking me this?
Yeah, he was totally out of order. Let's call a spade a spade. I think what you should be looking for, Nadia, is a good
sports presenter.
Are you big into the GA, Nadia? The answer is correctly yes, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, 100%. All Ireland. I'm all into the All Ireland. And we don't have one in a while now, but, you know, we'll get there.
There. We could go in free to every GA match in the country, Nadia, you and I. So we'll be good.
Dream on, Marty.
Dream on, Marty. Dream on.
Remember, she blew Jake out. You're next.
Yeah, but never mind Jake. Anyway, Nadia Ford, you're going to stay with us, thankfully, in London. Krista Berg is with us here in the studio. Right now, it's 4 o'clock here on RT Radio 1. We go to the newsroom for the news headlines with Eileen Dunn.
Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah. Nadia, what are you doing on Friday afternoon?
I'm just thinking I need to move something off my schedule so I can fly back to Dublin and have the party with you guys.
Well, we'd love to have you too, Nadia, I can assure you. But anyway, what's it like moving? I know you're not that far away because so many people have to immigrate for work to Australia or America. But do you like London? Is it difficult
to move
from
home?
Yeah, I really
like London. It definitely took me a couple of months to settle in here. I was in LA last year as well working on... That was kind of the beginning of the music journey for me, was Los Angeles last year. And now with London, just because this is really where the management are, so I kind of have to be here. And it didn't happen overnight. It took me a couple of months. I made a good group of mates, a couple of Irish people. And I think, you know, once I kind of got, you know, kind of having my own life here, that's when I really settled in, where it did take me at least 6 months last year. Yeah, it's not easy. It's, and you know, especially I'm such a home bird. Like, I love Ireland so much, and I love being able to go home and see my family and my friends. And like, when I was home over Christmas, I was home for about 2 weeks, and every single day it was like breakfast, lunch, dinner with different people, just trying to catch up with everyone, you know. Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I'm so excited even just to go back in February. I just miss it. You know, there's nothing like Ireland, and when you're away, you realise that, and you realise how special a country it is, you know. You really do. And I'm not I'm not trying to get all patriotic, but it's true.
Nadia, I did the same as you. I spent a lot of my early time trying to get into the music business living in London, and it always seemed to me that Sundays were the most awful. Everybody
a lot
I knew
loneliness.
I just want to mention, I got a song on my new album called Big City Sundays. It's about people leaving Ireland and going away, and that feeling that, you know, your friends are in the pub or back home, and it's the sadness, you know. And it's okay, you're convincing yourself that you're doing something amazing, and it's there's a whole new territory and a whole new world out there, but for some reason Sundays you'd kind of, oh yeah, my god,
it is, it is, Sundays are the worst. Yeah. It's so true, because everyone kind of goes to like their families on Sundays.
Right, yeah.
So that's what, when I got my good group of friends here, it made it all the difference.
It's back to the GA matches again. Yeah. On the championship, Nadia. That offer is there.
Do you know what,
I'll just fly back for Sundays.
Yeah. Chris also has a song on his album called Empty Rooms, and we were talking about it earlier, and I found it fascinating as well, speaking of kind of, I suppose, being a little bit lonely as well. Can you explain that one? Because I think a lot of people who are listening to the programme today will have experienced what you're talking about.
Well, as a songwriter, I think what I should be doing is writing about what I'm thinking about right now, not trying to pretend I'm 30 years younger writing pop songs. So Empty Rooms was really walking into my children's rooms, Rosanna, Hubie and Mike. And Mike's now working in London. Rosanna's married, as you know, and Hubie's still around making wonderful, interesting niche music, sort of electronic stuff. But going into the rooms, and you've had them, little children growing up, and suddenly they've gone. And it's quite a thing to look into the bedroom and see the favourite toys on the bed and the teddy bears that were so loved. And they've gone. And it's just reality, you know. And I've played this song to quite a few people who are similar to me and Diane, that their children have moved out. And it affects you. And it's very moving, you know.
Yeah, it must be difficult. I'm just thinking there. I mean, I suppose we all leave home. But we never think, because we have to pursue our love and our passion, whatever it is, like what Nadia is doing now, moving to London. Yeah. But I presume it is difficult for the people who are left behind. We never think of it, really.
We should never worry. You know, for the children, we should never let them know how we're feeling, because it's their brave new world, not ours. And I certainly didn't look back when I left home.
Absolutely. Just looking here as well, in terms of the Marty party on Friday, sorry for changing subject so dramatically, but
I'll send a bottle of champagne.
Thank you, Chris. The subject of in your emails or texts, you should just put in the Marty party. Into the reference point as well. And Nadia, do you get home often from London?
Yeah, I do. Well, I haven't been home since Christmas, but that's only been a few weeks. Last year, between going to the jungle and everything, I probably went 5-6 months without being at home at all. And my nana was just like, get home now, when I got out of the jungle. So I was like, okay, I'm coming home now. So, but I'm back in February for a little bit of work. And I think that's the blessing as well, is because I've worked in Ireland for so long, I always will be coming home for work. And then I always extend a few days either side of the job. I'm like, okay, I'll just go, I'll fly in 2 days early and then I'll come out. And I just want to have a little bit of time. And you know, maybe I'll move back there in a couple of years. Maybe, yeah. You know, I actually don't know where I'm going to end. I really don't. And that's a kind of a really amazing thing, but also, you know, a scary thing as well. But I think I'll always at some point go home. I think that's just the way it is, you know. And I think that's Irish people as well. We just love, nowhere's as good as Ireland. As much as we might give out about it when we're there, we're like, when we're away from it, we're like, oh, in Ireland they don't do that, you know. Like,
it's the adventure of life, and to go for it. We're fully behind you, Nadia.
Oh, thank you so much. Marty Morrissey on RTE Radio 1.